When hydrogen is added to vegetable oil through a process called hydrogenation, it creates artificial trans fats or trans fatty acids. The FDA says we now know these are unsafe for consumers. FDA Commissioner of Food and Drugs, Margaret Hamburg, says even though manufacturers and retailers have voluntarily reduced trans fat levels in recent years, it's not enough.
There still remains a substantial number of products which contain partially hydrogenated oils on the market and can still find artificial trans fat in some of our processed foods, such as certain desserts, microwave popcorn, frozen pizzas, margarines, and coffee creamers.
Veena Vani is a physician in Glastonbury who works in the insurance industry. She says consumption of trans fats not only raises the risk for cardiac disease, stroke and diabetes, it adds to already high healthcare costs.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in this country, and we spend over $500 billion annually. Trans fats are the major artery clogging substance, is one of the major contributors of heart disease. And I think FDA's move to ban trans fats is a move in the right direction. And it can definitely decrease the healthcare costs and better healthcare outcomes.
According to the FDA, consumption of trans fats has declined sharply after it required manufacturers to list them on food labels. At Stu Leonard's in Newington, shoppers do seem to be aware of the issue. Linda Hamels-Kunesny at a Stu Leonard's store in Newington says even though she tries to buy healthy foods, she doesn't always have the time to read the labeling, and the ban could solve the problem.
I think that would make shopping a lot easier. I'd be all for it. I think it's about time that we had to step up to the plate.
Stu Leonard's, like other retailers, has voluntarily eliminated trans fats in many in-house brands. But the company's Barbara Bucknam says reformulations could drive up cost by as much as 10%.
Trying to do the research and trying to find out what is going to replace a hydrogenated fat in an item and still make it have the same texture and taste and flavor, it's hard to do. It takes a lot of research. Those products are traditionally more expensive. This is relatively new over the last maybe 5 or 10 years, so the industry has to catch up, and it takes a lot of trial and error.
Bucknam says many food manufacturers who sell their products at Stu Leonard's are also making efforts to reduce trans fats. As we walk down an aisle, she reaches for a popular snack made by a Connecticut company.
We're looking at the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish that have zero trans fats. They've done a lot of good work with their products.
Pepperidge Farm declined to be interviewed, but sent me a statement saying the company has removed trans fats from most of its foods and is now working to reformulate its remaining products. For small businesses, that's not an easy task. Emily Woodward, owner of Get Baked in Windsor, says nearly all of her items don't have trans fats, but she uses shortening in pie crust for taste and texture. It's also cheaper than dairy and has a longer shelf life. Now she's looking at other options.
Spectrum has a shortening that's organic and has no trans fat, so we'd have to find another distributor that carries Spectrum shortening, which means having to hit another minimum delivery, usually $250 to $500, so I have to figure out where to put it.
Woodward says even though costs could go up by as much as 20%, she won't be able to increase prices. At Max Fish in Glastonbury, Scott Smith of the Max Restaurant Group stopped using shortening to fry foods because consumers were concerned about it in their diet. He says only a few items like coating chocolate have trans fats, and he's talking to suppliers about substitutes.
I have spoken with a few of our vendors about this, and they're very aware of it. I asked one to generate a report for us of the items that, you know, we should be conscious of.
Smith says the switch is easier for upscale restaurants, but it's harder for other parts of the industry.
I would imagine that there are a lot of fast food restaurants and food manufacturers that this change could be devastating to. Their business model has got to be built around having shelf life on their products.
The American Heart Association recommends limiting the amount of trans fats to less than 2 grams per day based on 2,000 calories of food consumed. Putting that in context, Wendy's Double Stack Burger contains 1.5 grams of trans fat, McDonald's Big Mac has 1 gram, and Jake's Wayback Signature Burgers, 1.5 grams. When contacted by WNPR, Jake's Wayback in Cheshire declined to be interviewed. The FDA is currently seeking public comments on the proposed ban. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.